chayiv anyway. Because if he does it, omnasli yapises atzmei, it's also considered milocha atzmichel gufo. Lifluk, teisves is lishitose. Why does teisves say that if somebody cuts his hair, or he takes a shave, or he cuts his nails, and he doesn't need the nails themselves, so he does it only liyapis es atzmei. So it's milocha atzmichel gufo. Probably teisves lishitose, because the Rishon said that the criterion whereby we determine as whether something is milocha atzmichel gufo or not is whether there is conformity to the purpose that prevailed in the Mishkan. Now, in the Mishkan, when they were getting the Semer, so they needed the Semer itself. They won't get the Semer in order to be miyapi themselves. So mainly any other purpose, even though it's a positive purpose, is considered melocha shein tzrich legufo. Masha'im keim, the Rishenim, who are chilek kanteisis klal, that the criterion whereby we determine as to whether something melocha tzrich legufo is conformity to the purpose that prevailed in the Mishkan. So mainly they say that if he does it liyapi es atzmei, it's melocha tzrich legufo. So lochal legufo. Alright. The Yeshleima. Din Kain, if Rabbonon Reb Shimon Svirlei, so why do they have to be Chelikan Reb Lezer in connection with Yad? Let them be Chelikan Reb Lezer in connection with Kain. Leave like a Bikain, leave the Acho Kechon Rabbon. We all the Koma Maori Teime Rabbonon Bichlin Amepatre, Haile Perushe, the Svirlei Kereb Shimon, Chel Parishis. Aber Rashi Pirish, the Patre, Mishim Lishai Chegzi, So Teisus explains the Maori Teime Rabbonon Bichlin Ame Patre Haile Perushe Yisvirlich Reb Shimon. But Rashi explains that not. Avo Rashi Pireish Di Patre Mishim Lishayich Egzize Elo Bitzem. So why doesn't Rashi explain it that way? So there is a deal. It's not a Rayu Mechachas that from Rashi agrees with the Ramban that when he does it, Eliyapis is atzme, it's also considered hameloch atzri choleguf. Ve'nir aliri, di behol ekelimite, di behol malachayim shaykh egzize, ki di omali ilatil ishkonov, chayiv mishim geishis. Alright. Ve'chein sar, tome, haneiteo meloi piyazuk, chayiv. Ve'chamo meloi piyazuk, omar av yudeh shtayim. So chayev b'shabes l'rabbonon b'chli l'rabbelezer abiyat v'zehu shiurei. So only when he cuts off two hairs. But if he cuts off one hair, so it's poches mechishio. He's not chayev. V'ata it's not im lochach shiur. V'atanye ulikol choshtayim eime v'chelikol choshtayim. Tanye namoche. Hanei tilmelei piyazuk b'shabes chayev. V'chamu melei piyazuk, shtay, Reb Lezer im arachas. U'meidim chachom le Reb Lezer, b'mlakit livoneis mitich shcheireis. So then he's chay v'chatos, even when he cuts off one hair. Because what's the reason as to why? Only if he plucks out two hairs. Because if he plucks out one hair, not two, so it's not a melochach shuvo. Masheinke, if it's livoneis mitich shcheireis, His hair generally is black, but he has one gray hair, so he feels aggravated, he feels annoyed by the fact that he has one gray hair. So when he plucks out that single gray hair, so then he'll look young again. So mele plucking out one hair, in this case, is imloch hachshuvo, so he's chay. So in other words, that when one re-plucks out the gray hair from the black hair, so he's able to love the rice even b'cheil because of the yilbash. Now, as far as the yilbash is concerned, so that can vary from time to time, from place to place. It all depends. If only women are interested in looking young, and men are not interested, so when a man does it in order to look young, so he's able to yilbash. But if men are also interested in looking young and not having any, if men generally are interested in looking young and not having gray hair, so then there is no yomash. ודוב הזה הבחיר עושה משום שנאמר לו יובש גבר יובש גבר עשים רסיש תניה רפשים הם מנלוז הרימה ציפירן שפירש רובון וציצין שפירש רובון ביעד מוטה בכלי חי. So in other words, if most of the nail is already detached but it's still hanging on, so all the skin and the finger that she pierced her rubon, so it's muter biyat to remove the rest, to detach it completely. Bichli chayiv chatos. Mi kemili bichli chayiv chatos biyat muter lechatchile, because the distinction between chli and yat consists in the fact that whereas chli is in the natural way, so biyat is lachayav. But lachayav is always osam derabano. So why is it muter lechatchile? מי כמיד יכלי חייב חד מיד מתחת חילה אוכל כלומר פיר שרובון ביד מותר בכלי פוטר אבל עושה לא פיר שרובון ביד פוטר אבל עושה בכלי חייב חד עוש אומר רב יהודה הלוכה כרב שימו אלו זו אומר רב באחונה אומר רב יחנן והוא שפיר שהוא כלפי מעלו מצער יסי. So when do we say that if פיר שרובון, if the nail is pirshu, I mean if there's not a nail, the Rishonim apply it to tzitzin, to the skin, not to the nail. So, but when do we say that tzitzin, she pirshu rubon, is muter, so there is one limitation, only if the skin, the tzitzin, is pirshu klapi malo. Now, the Rishonim don't apply this prerequisite to nails. By nails, it doesn't make any difference where it's pure, it's lemailo or not lemailo, whatever the pshat lemailo is. It only ligabe tzitzi, the skin. So, v'hu se pirshu klapi malo, it's not like the lashon of Rashi. Blezer eime ba'achas u chai, v'hu b'nim li piyazut, achas chai, she'ba'achas u makpid, shul yinirik is okay. Sim las isho, v'derech hanoshim lahakpid al kach, Uli Snoitz. Now the Tzemach Tzedek, the Babich Tzemach Tzedek, so he answers shaving a beard, even with a Misperayim Kinta, he answers it. So for several reasons he answers it. So two reasons are not Shayach today. Because one reason as to why he asks it is because it's minag agoyim. So that was shayach. I mean, in his day. But today, I mean, all Jews shave their beards too. I mean, so it's not shayach to say chukisaku. So it's not even mosam drabon. Then he asks it on the basis of liyubash. Now again, this is not shayach today. So if it's in a place and in a time where men don't shave their beards and they all have beards, so mele, when one man does shave his beard, so he's misnayin the kishutim of a woman, so he look like a woman. A woman has no beard and he shaves off the beard too. As a matter of fact, there is a Talmud Minister Mazil that says Ligabi in explaining Lisilbash. So Talmud Minister Mazil mentions that. But that's only shayach if in that particular place. So men don't shave their beards. So in the time of the Tzemach Tzedek, so men did not shave their beards. So mele it was kishute isha. But today it's not shaykh. But then the Tzemach Tzedek mentions another reason on the basis of hakof. So he says that according to the Rambam Sloshen, it's mashma that even with misparayim, so there is an isar rabon. Now, you actually find a stire, an apparent stire, but it's not a stire. Tzemach Tzedek knew what we were saying. On one hand, he asks it on the basis of Chukis HaGoyim. Chukis HaGoyim, so that means, on the other hand, he asks it on the basis of Mesilbash. Now, Mesilbash depends upon the practice of people. So, obviously, in his day, so it wasn't the practice of men to shave their beards, because if it had been the universal practice of men, of most men, to shave their beards, it wouldn't involve Luyilbash. I mean, that's a deep fair in Shekhanoch, that Luyilbash depends on Zman and Moki. In other words, in a place where only women look in the mirror to see whether they're nice, and men not, then it's also to look for a man to look in the mirror. But in a place where men also look in the mirror, so then there is no Isa, so it's Mutar Lechatchila. So it seems that in the time of the Tzemach Tzedek, so it was not the practice of men to shave their beards. It was not the practice of men to shave their beards. So if it was not the practice of men to shave their beards, how could it involve an Isa of Chukis HaGoyim? Now the truth is that in Russia, so until Peter the First, so all the Russian Goyim, they had beards. No one shaved. But then Peter the First, so he issued the decree that every resident in Russia must shave off the beard, must take a complete shave. Now, so, but 95% of the Jews did not comply with that gzeira, even though there was a gzeira and there was an Enesh, but they managed not to comply with that gzeira. So, now the Tzemach Tzedek was already after the gzeira of Peter the First. So the Goyim, the universal practice among the Russians in the Tzemach Tzedek's days was to shave the beards, but the Jews not. So Mimele, he says that it involves on one end an Isar of Chukis HaGoyim, and on the other end it involves an Isar of Luyilbash. So in other words, so according to him, even though the Goyim do resort to this kishut, but as long as Jewish men don't resort to that kiddush, so it involves an Isar of Luyilbash. Alright. But these timing are not shaykh today. Because today, I mean, fortunately or unfortunately, I mean, so Jews also shave their beards. So maybe it's not shayach to say Chukis HaGoyim, and it's not shayach to say Lo Yilbash. But he mentions another reason. The Rambam says, "Per kedvei smich zavris kichovim aloch ezayin. Derech kehanei v'kichovim hoyo lahashris konam. Lificho chos roteiro lahashris hazokim. V'chom ishpei yis yeish bei. L'cheelim v'chatachtem imim v'chem ismeil v'shpeis hazokim. V'lei keal kolpei upei. V'inot lon kulon keachas lei kechomish. V'inechayev ad sheigalchenu bita. Shenema v'lisashris. V'inechayev ad sheigalchenu bita. Lifichoch im Gilach Skone b'misporayim pota. So he's medayik from the Loshna Rambam, since the Rambam uses the Loshna. Lifichoch im Gilach Skone b'misporayim pota, that the Nisan Rabbonon there is to be migaleach im misporayim. So he asks it. I mean, this is one reason that he has relevance today too. I mean, the other two reasons have no relevance today. But this reason has relevance today too. Now, but, so, even according to the Tzemach Tzedek, that it's also the Rabbonon, that he says, that according to the Rambam, there's an Isra Rabbonon, to be Migaleach, the Pasazokim, b'misporayim, so only if you Migaleach b'misporayim, but if you do it with the Sam, so there are chuvas, I mean, even according to the Tzemach Tzedek, so there is no Isam the Rabbon. But the whole diuk, the whole diuk of the Tzemach Tzedek in the Rosh and the Rambam does not seem to be so. Because if it is true, if we are to assume that when the Rambam says Lifichoch im Gilach Skonei b'misporai is Potter, so it means Potter Avloseah, so then it's a Kalvachimur of logic. If vis-a-vis Peyes Hazoke, so the Shita, if vis-a-vis Peyes Hazoke, so there is an Isaiah to be Migaleach Misparayim, so vis-a-vis Peyes Orosh. Now, there is a machlekes between Tesis and Shvuyas Dav Gimel and the Rambam. But Peyes Hazoke, so the Gemara says, when is the Chayev? Only if he's Migaleach Bita with a razor. But if he is Migaleach b'misporayim or even misporayim keinta, let's say an electric shaver or something like that, a clipper, not a razor, not something like a knife, so then he is not chayiv. How about Peis Arosh? So Teis Veshite is that this aloche of Giluach Shish B'Ashchose Daf Ketar applies only to Peis Azokim, but Peis Arosh, even with misporayim keinta, you'll be chayiv malkes. If you cut off the payas or rosh, let's say with an electric shaver, you're chayv. According to the Rambam, so the same yalfuse of Giluach sheyesh b'ashchose that the Gemara mentions legabe payas azokin applies to payas or rosh. Now, so if the Tzemach Tzedek's diuk in the Rambam is true, that according to the Rambam, even payas azokin is also the rabbonon to be midaleach b'misporayim. Alachas kama v'chama payas arosh. Payas arosh, according to Teitzve, so is chayim malkes. Or the Rambam is chilek. But the rabbonon that applies to payas azokin certainly should apply to payas arosh. And you'll see how the Rambam says in Perik Yudveis Melchus Avnizore Avnis Chovim Haloche Vov Umuter lilaket payas b'misporayim. About payas arosh. Lo inesar l'ashchos evita. So the Shittas Rambam means that you are allowed lechatchile to cut off the Peyes Arosh shaloi bita. Alachas kamo vechamo that you are allowed lechatchile to cut off the Peyes Arosh. Okay, so we see, I mean, that this diuk is not accurate in the Rambam. Now, so why does the Rambam say poter? So the answer is, in Hilchos Shabbos, so the Rambam himself mentions it well, that whenever he says poter, it means awesome. So then the Rambam, that klal the Rambam mentions in Hilchos Shabbos, but it's not a klal in all Isurim, in Hilchos Shabbos. So he mentions that klal. But in other Isurim, when he says poter, it could be poter umuta too. Alright, anyway, alright. So, okay. Yes?
In this halacha of Rabbi Silvash, let's say nothing, gray hair from black hairs, let's say unnaturally long hairs and shorter hairs, they don't look nice.
What, unnaturally long
longer,
hair?
Longer hairs that grew longer than natural.
You mean, and body. Why does it be, why does a person grow long hair? Because he thinks it looks nice.
He wants to cut them off because it doesn't look nice.
What? He wants to cut off the long hair
and to make them even with the others.
I mean, Swati said he's there and cutting off
the same. It's like white from black.
Oh, you mean on Shabbos, you mean?
No, from Mosul Bash. He wants to make his.
I thought that the derech of women is to have long hair.
No, man.
that when a man cuts off the long hair, he should be able to yield bash. This is a novelty even in this generation. I mean. Such a madrigi, I mean, neither men nor women have attained, you see. That cutting off long hair should be a kishut of women. In other words, that will only be shayach if the universal practice of men will be to have long hair, and the universal practice of women will be to have short hair. Then you can ask the shayach.
I have
to
have the problem.
Then to really be involved in the problem.
I have hairs that are very long.
Oh.
And it doesn't
look
exactly.
No, so that will not involve any self deal wash. Because when it's unusually long, let's say the hair of the eyebrow is unusually long, so it's not a kishut. It's not a kishut of isha. So every man under these circumstances would do it. So maybe, but most men don't have unusually long hair in the eyebrows, but every person, every man who has long hair in the eyebrows would do the same thing. So maybe it doesn't involve any self of the English. Right. Now, Vihu Shepir Shuletzi Derashi. Now, I got off on a tangent, here in explaining this Gemara. So, Simas Isho Viderech Hanoshik Lehakpit Al Kach Uli Snois. Now, so Tzitzin Kimin Ritzuiz Dakeiz Hapir Seis Meir O Etzba Son Batzpira. That's the skin. Shepir Shurubon Kremil Inotik. מי כמי הקים לפרי חי הפחתות ביד וכשבו זהירות הכלי תלאפי מיילו לצעת הציפרן הסחילו לפרש וכו מצער לטווה. Now, so what does he say תלאפי מיילו לצעת הציפרן? Now you see that the two mentions מחלקס ושנים on that. On the surface it appears that there couldn't be any מחלקס ושנים in that Gemara. But the two mentions the whole מחלקס ושנים. Two מחלקס ושנים on that Gemara. סימן שין חופכס ציפרן שפיר שרובו וכן ציצים שפיר שרובון כלפי מיילו שמצער יסייסון ביד מוטל אסיון בכלי פוטר אבל עושה לא יפיר שרובון ביד עושה בכלי חייב חטוס כך פירש רשי דיכול כלפי מיילו מצער יסייסי עלו די אומר רבי ברכון אומר רבי יחנן והוא שפיר שלו אפי מעלו מצער הסיסי אבל מדברי הרמב״ם זל משמע שאין בייז עניונים כל אפי מיילו וגם מצער הסיס שכוס אבים פירש כל אפי מיילו מצער הסיסי מותר ביד ואם אין מצער הסיסי עושה. Now, so he mentions, so far he mentions מחלקס between Rashi, it's not explicit, but the two so understood, the Rashi and the Rambam, that there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam. Because Rashi says in explaining klape mailo litzara tziperen hischilu lifreish nikom litzara litvei, that it's not the aloche of klape mailo per se. This is a mitzias. If it's klape mailo, so then it bothers him. If it's not klape mailo, it doesn't bother him. But suppose, so this might vary, so one person he doesn't, another person, he has, let's say, very sensitive skin, very sensitive tissue, he does bother. So mainly that means that according to Rashi, it's not the aloche of Tlapi Milo per se. It's only as a semen, as a raya that it bothers him. And so even if it's not Tlapi Milo, it bothers him, so with the same head. But then he says the Rambam Shiti is no, that there are two separate prerequisites according to the Rambam. In order to be mutar lechatchile, to detach a piece of skin on the finger that is mostly detached already, so there are two prerequisites. Number one, that the place where it's mostly detached is klapimayo. And number two, that it should bother. So there is a machlekes. Why? So bishleime, if we say like Rashi, we can understand. So it's only an inyan of mitzias. Because the chachamim are only matir if he has tzar. If it doesn't bother him, not. But according to the Rambam, so why does it make a difference whether it's Milo or it's not the Milo? Why? Why does it make a difference? Alright, so that's one machlekes. Then he says, ופירש כלפי מיילו, then the two mentions another מחלק ראשי. ופירש כלפי מיילו, שפירש כלפי הגוף. V'yesh nifoshim klapi reshetz bois. So reshetz bois des rashes pshat. Ki klapi aguv de stasis pshat. V'tzorich lochish l'chol ha'perushim. So what does it mean? That in either case, are you allowed to remove the skin? Because either the skin is klapi aguv or it's klapi etz bois. The same skin could not be in both places, both klapi aguf and klapi etz bois. So that means that we have no heter because of that machlekes. So the Torah says we have no heter, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber also passes like that. Simen Shin Chofres, Sifla Medal, Ziperen Shepirsho, Vizitin, Shehein Kimim Ritsui Zdakis, Shepirsho Meiro Etzba, Sobiva Ziperen, Impirsho Rubon, Klapi Milo, Umizari Seison, Losiron Biad Mutter, Bihli Potravlosa, Loy Pirsho Rubon, Biad Potravlosa, Bihli Chayev Chatos, Upirsho Rashe, Klapi Milo, Klapi Roshe Etzbeiso. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what does it mean? You have no heter. We should be chayshish for both perushim, so you cannot remove the skin. So b'mitzias we have no heter according to the psak of the Tur and the Mechaber to detach a piece of skin on the finger that is mostly detached already and still hanging down. But that's only ligabe tzitzin, skin. But ligabe nail, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's klapi milo or not klapi milo. That only applies to tzitzin, not to nail. Now let's see. So we have two machlekes l'shem. One machlekes is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam as to whether klapi milo is a separate prerequisite or it's only descriptive of mitzayarism. So mele, if it's only descriptive of mitzayarism, so mele, the important shaila is whether it is mitzayar. So if we know that it is mitzayar, so no matter what, so if it is mitzayar, it is mut. And the Rambam, but according to the Rambam, it's a separate prerequisite. Yes, what is it?
So should they pass it
to sex? All right, Zikasha. All right, anyway, I mean, Why the Tur and the Mechaber here so cheshish? After all, it's only Negein and Rabbonon. So why are they so machmir? I don't know. I mean, but we see they are machmir. But then we have another machlekes. What does klapi milo mean? So Rashi shita is it means Rosh Etzbois and Kineged Rosh Etzbois and Teisa shita is Kineged Aguf. Now klapi milo litzad atziperen his chilu lifresh di komitzar letzvei. Now, Teisa says, "Vushe pirshu klapi milo pirsh bekuntas neged roshi et beisof shein li milo kishmagbi ayodof." V'Rav Netan miforesh shechlapi guf koru klapi milo. All right. Now, so you would say that according to Rashi, that it's not klapi milo doesn't mean klapi aguf. The Tzitzis l'tzadat zipeiren that the skin means this skin. You see this skin, but the Prishe says no. That Mitzadetz Bois doesn't mean this. This is what I would say, I mean, by looking at the Rashi, that according to Teisves, that it means Klapi Aguf. So, Klapi Aguf, so that means here, beneath the nail. The skin here, beneath the nail. And according to Rashi, it's here. But the Prisha says no, that according to Rashi, Klapi Bois means on the side. The skin here, or the skin here, on the sides. Not here. The skin here or here. And according to Teisus, it means here. So according to Teisus, it means what it purports to mean on its face. But according to Rashi, the preacher says that connected its voice doesn't mean here. I mean, I understand why the preacher said, because why should this be called connected its voice? This, we understand connected its voice. But this, why should this be called Kneged Etzboyis? Alright, so you could say, but this is what the priest says. So he says, Uposhut, the Hotelema, the Pirsha Rashi, Hatzitzin, and Ufroshi, Mitzad Mayo, Eitzelatzi, Eren, Svivei, Beize Mokim Shiye, Umhuborin, so they are detached here. But here the skin is completely attached. It's intact here. But here it's detached. So that is, it is detached. It is detached here. It is detached here, but here it's intact. Now, so what is the machlokes? Now, then we have another sheet of Rashi that there is no significance in the Milo per se. It's only descriptive. All right. So according to that sheet of Rashi, so it's not necessary to discuss why this, not that. I mean, because this bothers him more. And if the other way, it'll bother him more because of the tissue, so then it's also muta. But one could agree with Rashi's pshat that lemayro means litzadetz boyis, and not agree with the other shita of Rashi that lemayro is only declared descriptive of mitzah. In other words, it's two separate questions. It just happens that Rashi on one hand holds that Lemailo has no significance per se. It's only descriptive of Mitzare, and then he has another shita that Lemailo means Litzad its boys. But someone could agree with Rashi's shot that Lemailo means Litzad its boys, but and agree with the Rambam shita that Lemailo is a separate prerequisite. So now if we say like Rashi, that Lemailo means the tissue here, and here it's completely intact, but here it's mostly detached. So according to Rashi himself, so the meaning, the reason as to why it has significance, the fact that it's detached here or here, because it bothers him. But let's say if somebody accepts Rashi's pshat, and at the same time he agrees with the Rambam shite that it's a separate prerequisite. So what's the reason dafke lemailo here and not here? What difference does it make? In other words, if let's say it's mostly detached here and it bothers him, it annoys him, he's not allowed to detach it completely. But if it is here and it bothers him, if it's attached, detach here on the sides of the nail, and it bothers him, then he's allowed. What difference does it make? It bothers him here and bothers him there. What difference does it make? So apparently, I mean, why are we matir b'mokim tzar? Here tzar doesn't mean real pain, it means just as in the case of nails. So do you have real physical pain when a nail is mostly detached? It's just, you feel annoyed by it. So that kind of tzar is also considered tzar. So when were the Chachomim Matir b'mokim tzar? Only if it can, al pedin, it can be considered that it's completely detached. So if let's say the detached part is at the extremities of the finger, let's say here, so it's at the extremities of the finger, so then two it hangs on. But the skin that is mostly detached happens to be at the extremity of the finger. So mainly it's considered as if it is completely detached. That's why if it bothers him, the Chachomim won't matter. Masha'im kein, if a piece of skin is mostly detached here, and at the extremity of the finger, it's completely attached. So then we cannot say, just because, now suppose that a piece of skin will be mostly detached here in the middle. So, and it will bother him. So he will not be allowed to remove it. It's only, according to Rashi's pshat, so it's only muter if if it can be considered alpedin completely detached. So when it is at the extremity of the finger, so then we say, after all, this piece of skin is already hanging down. It's just hanging down to something. So melee, it is considered as if it is already, as if it had been already completely detached. But if it is here, not in the extremity, we cannot say that it's already considered completely detached. But what's the reason of teisves? What's the reason of teisves pshat? I mean, teisves says that only when it is here, mostly detached. But if it is here or not, on the contrary, from the point of view of considering it completely detached, so it's more, there is more svara to say when the detached piece of skin is at the extremity of the finger, not in the middle of the finger over here. Unless teisve shita is, after all, the Torah says that from Rashi's Loshon it's mashma, that there is no significance in lemailo per se. It's only lemailo is descriptive of effect, that it bothers him more. It bothers him more. Unless we say that according to teisves, that teisves, even though teisves is chelik on Rashi's pshat of lemailo, Rashi says it means klapi ha'etzba, and teisves says it means klapi ha'guf, but teisves agrees with Rashi's other shita, that there is, it's not a separate prerequisite. This is only descriptive of a place where it's more painful. And I don't know about anybody else, but Mipsori Chazisi, I do feel that way. When a piece of skin is detached right here, so then it's more painful than if the piece of skin is detached somewhere else. If it is detached right here, the juncture of the nail and the skin, then it's more painful. I don't know whether it is with everybody like that. I mean, I feel it that way. I don't know. Maybe I'm different. So if teisve shita is like Rashi, that it's not a separate prerequisite, it's only descriptive of a sensitive spot, so then we can understand. But Rashi shita could be explained even if Rashi had not said that this is descriptive of a sensitive spot. But Rashi shita happens to be that it's only descriptive of a sensitive spot. Alright. V'china gidelis. Gidelis. Now then, you could give another shot. I mean, in thesis. I mean, even if we say that Teisves does not necessarily agree with Rashi's shita, and the other question, and the Teisves, we could explain the Teisves. I mean, even if we assume that Teisves agrees with the Rambam shita, that it is a separate prerequisite, it's not descriptive of a sensitive spot. So why dafke if it is detached here? Now, because you see that Achreinim discussed the question. The Achreinim discussed the question according to that it's klapi etzba. So the question is, we say pirish rubi. What does it mean, rubi? Rubi of what? Rubi of what? Let's say you have a piece of skin that is detached. It's mostly detached. Mostly detached as of what area? As of what area mostly detached? In other words, whenever you have a piece of skin, I'm not going to tear off skin, but let's use a piece of paper. So in other words, so let's say it's detached up to here. So you could say it's mostly detached. What do you mean mostly detached? From which area it's mostly detached? If you start, if the beginning point is here, so then it's mostly detached. But if the starting point is here, so this, if such a piece is torn off, it's not mostly detached. So the question is, how do we consider it? Mostly detached, what does it mean? So vis-à-vis the parent, there is no problem vis-à-vis the parent. Because vis-à-vis the parent, we know where the parent exactly begins. So let's say the parent begins here the parent begins, and then it ends here. So Pirsharuba means if the major portion of this area from here to here is detached. So that's Pirsharuba. But in skin, what do you call Ruba? That's discussed by the Primigod. What is called Ruba? So it could be that this is exactly the reason as to why Teitzves, says that Pirsharuba means Tlapi Aguf, only here. Because if it is here, so the question is, what do you consider Ruba? Let's say such a big piece of skin is Pirish. So that's not a major portion if the starting point will be here. Or even if the starting point will be here, so such a piece of skin will not be considered Ruba. So if it is on the side of the nail, so then you don't have any criterion whereby to determine as to whether it's Pirush Ruban or not. It all depends what point you consider as the starting point. Mashenkin, if you say that Lemayo means here, so the starting point, so then we have a criterion, just as we have a criterion in regard to a nail. So what's the criterion in regard to a nail? What does it mean, Pirush Ruban? In other words, if, let's say, this nail is torn off from here till here, so then it's Pirush Ruban, because the size of the nail begins here and it ends here. So Lemayo, if the skin, so that piece of skin that's sitting, that membrane that is parallel to the nail. So here you also have a starting point. So you can say, as a matter of fact, not that the starting point is here. So let's say, in regard to a nail, so what is the starting point here? Because the nail begins here and it ends here. So in regard to the skin, so according to this is pshat, so it means the starting point is here, just kineget, the starting point of the nail, and here. So if the major portion from here to here is torn off, so then it's mitzayah, they say, so he's allowed to tear it off completely. Alright. V'chein ha-gedeles. Gedeles k'cheles u'pikeses. Mishumay mechayme. Omer Rabbi Yobin, Omer Rabbi Yisbar Chanine, gedeles mishum reges. K'cheles mishum kiseves. Pikeses mishum tom. Kiseves mishum tom. So why did the Gemara Rabbi Yisi Bar Chanina say kiske? So gedeles mishum reges doesn't have to be explained. I mean, gedeles mishum reges. So because the Gemara has the it looks like when the woman plaits her hair, so it looks like hariyah. It looks like hariyah. So kicheles mishum kiseves. What's the connection between painting the eyelids and writing? So Rashi says, "Mishum kiseves shemelicho makhel sovivoyin ki odom hamelich kumes sovivos." So in other words, when you write, you take the kumes, the pen, and you move it like this. So when a woman paints the eyelid, she does the same thing, and then pikeses. So now, because we have two pshat. One pshat is that it means misakne saro b'masrei, kol b'yodai. And the other pshat is she rouges her face. So Rashi explains the tovo, it's like spinning. She misak, according to the first version in Rashi, she misakne saro b'nizbeso, u'pishtatei kishu nichach. V'roshein, in other words, when... Because Rashi said in the first lashon, so Rashi misakene saro b'masrei kol yadayim, doesn't make any difference whether with the comb or with the hand. So in Meile, it's like spinning. Vilosh Nasheni, that it means rouge. So Eisei, so what's the connection? What's the Shaiches with Teivo? Eisei, Botzei, Kimilchut. Kimilchut. All right. So, Om Amor Rabon and Kamid Ravuye, Vichiderach Harige Bikar, Vichiderach Xile Bikar, Vichiderach Tviye Bikar. So in other words, so how can Rabbi Lezer say that he's Chayv Achatos? It's earthly. All right. It looks like Harige. It looks like Sive. It looks like Tviye. But is that the way with the people write? I mean, so how could the Rabbi Lezer say that he's Chayv Achatos? Omar Elomar Ravuye, Nedimi Foshlum, Nedimi Rabbi Yisrael Chanine, Kircheles Mishim Tzivas. That's the Gersa Wuye. The Rambam's Gersa is not like that. Is Kircheles Mishim Kiseves. Kircheles Mishim Tzivas. Gideles and Pikeses Mishim Bein. Vichidera Bihim Vikach. Mwagi Zitere, it's a. Kidor Hashav Shem Nunas. Vayiv Al Shem Elikim Esatzeilo. Vlamit Shikila Kodesh Boruch Olichavo Vivio Yitzlodom. Shachim Vikra Keayam. Kirin Kalise Bnise. So according to Rabbi Lezer is Kichales, if a woman paints the eyelids, so she's chayeve, sechatos, mishum tzeveya. Now, why do I have a chachomim chayelik? Isn't that tzviya mamesh? Painting the eyelids, that's mamesh tzviya, that's painting. So why the chachomim say it's only osam derabonon? Midrabonon it's osam mishum tzeveya. Why? Because it involves painting. So why doesn't it involve tzviya midraise? So the Rambam shita is that when does something involve an isa tzvi midraise, if it is a dovor hamiskay, dovor hamiskay, but when a woman paints the eyelids or when a woman uses lipstick or all kinds of makeup, it's not a dovor hamiskay. 2 hours later, she'll use it again. So it's not a dovor. It's not a dovor hamiskay. So mele, but dovor sheinu miskay. So there is no isa tzvi midraise. And Rabbi Lezer says that is chayv chatos. In other words, according to Rabbi Lezer, there is a chiyuv of tzveya midraise even by dovah sheim miskayim, because it's miskayim for a while. It is miskayim, but it's not miskayim for a substantial length of time. So that's the machlikes between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachom. Now, all the Rishayim pasken like the Chachom, but the Yireim and the Smag, they pasken like Rabbi Lezer. So in other words, for a woman to use lipstick, so it's definitely osa. But according to most Rishayim, it involves only Nisan Rabbanon. According to the Smag and the Yireim, it involves Nisa Dereise. Now, I don't know why certain women who consider themselves Noshim Tzidkoniyes and who are makpid on many things that are not really Oseah, and on this they are not makpid. There is no heter whatsoever for a woman to use lipstick on Shabbos. No heter whatsoever. Anyone who says it's muter, so he's just matir something that is Oseah. All right, so the Rambam's Gersa is not kecheles mishum tzivas, but kecheles mishum kiseves, according to Rabbi Lezer and according to Chachomim in Rabbanon. Because the Rambam says, in Perek Chof Gimel Milcha Shabbos, Halacha Yud Veis, Kesei Miyoves Melachis, Lefichoch, Oso Likheil Bepuch Vechayetze Bebishabbos, Mipnishu Kekesei. So everybody raises the question against the Rambam, but the Gemara says, Kechalos Mishas Vasal, they say, that the Rambam definitely had another girse, and the Rai is that the Smag says, Kecheles Mishim Kiseles. Now, the Smag and the Yireim are the two Rishonim who say that there is an Issa L'Raisi. But, I think that whereas the Smag says, Kecheles, painting the eyelids, is also the Raisi underscore of Kesei, so he had the girse, Kecheles Mishim Kiseles, I think the Yireim says, Kecheles Mishim Tzeleya. But, the Salashor Shabbat, between the Yireim and the Smag, is that it's awesome the Raisi. But all the other Rishonim say that the Halacha is like the Chachomim, it's awesome only with the Rabban. It's awesome only with the Rabban. Alright. Ton Rabban, Hachilei ve'am Rabbeitz, ve'am Chabeitz, ve'am Gabin, Kikregres, is Kikregres, the Shia is Kikregres. So no, to be Chayev, only if he does it to the extent of Kikregres. In other words, if someone milks, obtains the milk from a cow, the shear of kregres, so he's chayev. What's chayev? Mechabetz? What does mechabetz mean? So Rashi has to pshot in mechabetz. Hamamid hacholov b'keidu. In other words, if he puts the milk in the rennet, or the rennet in the milk, so that's one pshat. Now that's not migabin. Migabin because migabin means the less, the final act in bringing, in the making of cheese, in bringing the pieces together. That's migabin. But when you coagulate the cholov so that it should solidify, so that's not migabin. So migabin is the final act in the process of making cheese. But the process of making cheese, first, the initial act in making cheese, so is mechabetz. That's the first lotion. The other lotion is, mechabetz eisi kimin kli gemi, v'neisein hakofu b'seichel. So it's like a certain kind of a basket, it's a certain kind of a strainer. V'neisein hakofu b'seichel, u'mei acholof shein isyuve, the way, neitivuli as neison, and then the way comes out. The way it comes out. So in other words, it's like a strainer. I mean, a certain kind of a strainer. The Miri says it, basket, oh, it's a certain kind of a strainer. Alright. Now, so Amechabit, Achili, Ve'amechabit, Ve'amegabin, Kikregis. Now, the Gemara doesn't say on what score is it high. Hamechabit, Mechabit means he sweeps the floor. Hamechabit means he sprinkles water to remove the dust, the offal. By sprinkling water. V'oride chaleis bash. If he removes the loaves from the beehives. So, shogad bishabes chayev chatos. He's in beyonte leika aboyim. Divra blezer. V'chachomim imrim v'chotze in yom shum shus. Now, the Magnishne says that there is a fundamental machlekes v'shem. What? Where do the Chachomim have reference to? To what do they have referred? So some Rishonim say, many Rishonim say, that the Chachomim, when they say, Echotze v'Echotze, Eine Yalom Shishvuz, Echotze v'Echotze, Echot Shabbos v'Echot Yontev, so they have reference only to Mechabit u'Merabitz. To Mechabit u'Merabitz. Masha'in ki Chilib, Mechabitz, Megabim, the Chachomim are made to Reb Lezer that there is a Chiyuv Chatos. But some Rishonim say that when the Chachomim say Yachotze Vechotze Bein Shabbos B'Yontef Ein Olam Shem Shavuos, so they have reference not only to Mechabit and Merabitz and Reidechale Yisvash, but they have reference to everything. They have reference to Chiliv as well. Now, the reason as to why many Rishonim say they have reference to everything is because of Chiliv. As far as the others are concerned, I mean, there is no difficulty. But because of Chilev. Because what is Chilev Chayev? Because of Dosh. Now, in Dosh, the Rabbonim of Rabbi Yehuda say, in Dishyam Gidlei Kaken. So some Rishonim say that Behemia is considered the Lekarke because it gets its sustenance from the Karke. But other Rishonim say no, Lekarke means Lekarke Mamesh, something that grows. A Behemia doesn't grow. It gets its sustenance from Karke, but it doesn't grow. So Mele, how can the Chachomim say that it's Chayev? So Mele, they are forced to say that when the Chachomim say Yachotzeh v'chotzeh non shushus, they have reference to everything. Not only to Mechavit and Merabit, they have reference to Chilev as well. To Chilev as well. Alright, now. Rav Nachman bar Gur Yikal Nadoi. Boy Mene. Chilev v'shemay mechayim. Omalu mishum Chilev. מחבץ משמי מחייב, אומר משם מחבץ. מגבי משמי מחייב, אומר משם מגבי. אומר לי, רב חו, קוטל קונה בעג מהבוס. He is a rich collector. No. In other words, אומר לי, עושה שול במדרוש. אומר לי, חייב, חייב משם מפרק. מחבץ חייב משם בירה. מגבי חייב משם בירה. המחבץ, המרבץ, וריד החליץ, ואשו, ומשם יש חייב. חייב להיות לגבות. דיבר הבלזר. So why does Reb Elazar say that Torah the Chalis Dvash? So Biontev is like a Oyim and Bishabes is Chai Vachatos. Omer Reb Elazar, my time with Reb Elazar, Vichsiv, Vayid Velis Biyaras Advash, Vichimayin Yin Yaretz Advash, Elolim Aloch Ma Yar Atil Shemeno Bishabes, Chai Vachatos, Av Chalis Dvash, Horeide, Horeide Mimeno Bishabes, Chai Vachatos, Chai Vachatos. So in other words, Chayv Chatos, so it's especially Alfus, especially Zazakosov, that the beehive has a din of Mechuber. It has a din of Mechuber, even though Bimtzias is not Mechuber. So who learns out this Posik, this Yalfuse? Who learns out this Yalfuse? Reb Elazar, but the Chachomim Achilik. Now, why the Chachomim Achilik? So you could say that the Chachomim don't learn out that Yalfuse, even though the Posik says Vayidnoli so Yaris Advash, so it doesn't mean that it has a din of Yar, Mayar Atil Shemeno. They don't learn that Yalfuse. Or we can also say, now I think that Radak says that Vayidnoli so Yaris Advash does not have reference to a beehive, it has reference to cane sugar plantations. That's called Yaris Advash. Now, cane sugar plantation is certainly mechuber. But a beehive does not have a din of mechuber. Anyway, that's only Reb Elazar, and that's a Mishnah in Uktzen, it's a Mishnah in Shviz. I mean, that's the machlekes between Reb Elazar and the Chachomim. So Reb Elazar has a special Yalfuse of Mayar Atilish Mimenu Bishabis Chayef Chatos, Avchal is Dvash, Orim Shabbat Chayef Chatos, that Yar is Dvash, that Chal is Dvash has a din, Chal is Dvash has a din of Mechuba. But the Chachomim, Achim. Now let's see the Rash. HaMechabit is a Bayis, VaMerabit is Bimayim Lim 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 Chayev Chatos lekamim for shtayim midorid chalis dvash chayev mishum tenish umechabut umrabis mishum beili echot zeh veechot zeh echot shalu echot yontet mishum shvus dil meki konis le mismale nadim shebebayis male and vabe binyan. So why? What's the shvus? Because of binyan. As a result of sweeping. Now we are dealing. Reb Elazar wouldn't say that if one sweeps this kind of floor is Chayev Chatos. We are dealing here with the floor of earth. In other words, so then, as a result of sweeping the floor, so offer sand fills up the gumes, the cavities, and then it's mashveisa. It levels it up. So mele, that's binyan. That's binyan. Alright. So, the dilma kikonis le mismalin agume shebebayis maleim vabe binyan. Kotel kone baagme chaitach kane min agam. Hulu yod leforosh mishne. Mifarek masi shepirik. Eichel imokim shenischasebe. Have a told as dosh. So in other words, one Loshon Rashi is that chilev is a told of dosh. Why a told of dosh? What's the nature of dosh when he separates the pseiles from the tuin? So, but and when you milk a cow, you separate, you are mafrit the mashke, the milk from the eichel, from the behemah. So in other words, separating a mashke from an eichel is a tolde of dosh, which involves the separation of the pseiles from an eichel. That's one losh. V'yiz di amre til di keitzari. So then Rashi mentions ishite that the tchili v'ischayim mishin keitzer. Even though keitzer has to do with vegetative life, and this has to do with animal life, so according to this Loshin Rashi, there is an equation between vegetative life as far as keitzer is concerned. Just as there is a melocha of keitzer, when you remove something from its chies in vegetative life, when you harvest the tue, you reap, let's say, grapes or whatever fruit it is. So then you cut off the pere. The pere from its chies, from its vegetative chies. So the same thing applies to animal life. In other words, when you obtain the milk from its animal chies, from animal life, so it also involves a tolt of keitzer. But that's a big chiddush. V'loi, d'lav mechuberu. When do we have a meloche? Rashi is chelek on that shite. When do we have a meloche of keitzer? That is only when it is you remove from vegetative life something that is mechuber. But animal life is not mechuber. It's only you are but not. It's not mechuber likarke. So there is no meloch of keitzer. Whereas the shite of the other shite holds that keitzer applies not only to a case of eikir miman chuber, but eikir mimkem chiyusei. Let it be vegetative life, let it be animal life. Eikir mimkem chiyusei involves a meloch of keitzer. Involves a meloch of keitzer. So it says, "V'lo yidilav mechuberi elo pokid v'okir v'koye ba'atine hadad kitvua b'kasher v'lo shemifarik namo l'shayach meimah v'lo shedenish." Now then there is another shite, the shite Mikubetzes in Ksubes, Dafei, mentions the name of Rabbi Shlomo ben Hor, that's the Rabbi of the Rashbo, or the Rabbi Shlomo ben Hor, also the Rabbi of Rabbi Yene, the Mamachlikes of the Rambam. So he says that Chayli v'ischayev mishum gezis. Gezis. So in other words, so it's Chayli gezis. Then the Yireim says that Chayli v'ischayev mishum techet. It's a very remarkable shit. In other words, that when, because after all, the milk is very fine, so when you milk the cow, you obtain something that is, so it's like teichin with the behemein. That's what the Yireim says. Very strange shit. Alright. Now, that is in regard to chilev. Now, mechabes v'shemay mechayev mishum beir. What kind of beir here? Beir eichom mitech pseles. Now, Rashi had two pshat. One pshat in mechabes is that he makes the milk coagulate. He curdles the milk. So whenever you take milk and you let it stay, and then later on, it solidifies, it curdles, it coagulates, so you're chayev mishum beir. And then the other pshat is when you do it through a strainer. Now, why didn't Rashi like the first losh? So the Miri apparently explains it. He implies the explanation. He curdles milk. Because the milk has two parts. It has the watery part and it has the thick, the viscous part. So when you are mechabeit, when you curdle milk, so then in the end there is a separation between the viscous, thick part of the milk and the watery part. So it's beira. V'yesh miforshim That's the second lashon. B'mechabez sheneisnei bisal v'huyeitzim eilav. V'huyeitzim eilav. Now there's the second lashon. So the lashon is v'huyeitzim eilav. So it seems that the reason as to why Rashi didn't like the first lashon, because according to the first lashon, it involves the shaila. Bishleime, if you separate the whey from the other portion of the milk for his trainer, so then it's don't be a die. But if it means, as the first lashon in Rashi says, hamami dachol of bikevo, you put rennet. You put the rennet in the milk, or the milk in the rennet, whatever you do. So then, when you put the rennet in the milk, nothing happens. After staying like that for some time, then a certain part of the milk coagulates. So it's gome. So why should it be chayav v'chatos? So it's gome. So that's the reason as to why Rashi doesn't like the first pshat in Rashi. I mean the first lashon that Rashi mentions, because it's gome. So what's the first lashon in Rashi? So apparently it is following the machlekes between the modern Avraham and the Ebenei Zehir. There's a machlekes between the modern Avraham and the Ebenei Zehir. If someone is teichen, b'rechayim shalmayim, whether it's chayim v'chatos tonos in the Rabbanon, but Avraham says it's tonos in the Rabbanon, because it's done by machine. Chayim shalmayim was one of the earliest machines. So it's gome. And the Ebenei Zehir says that it's like Zeira Ruach Misayayte, that if it's the Derech Oilom to do it deliberately, that Meloche, so Mele, even Gome is also Chayim. Even Gome is also Chayim. And we saw that there is a Machlekes in the Gemore that between the Rosh in Akenes in Bavakame, when the Gemore says that Shaini Shabbos, Zeire v'ruach misayayte, Mlechtz machsheves osateiro, so the Rosh explains it in Shah in Bobakam in Perik Akenes, because otherwise we couldn't visualize Zeire. That's the way Zeire takes place. You leave the twe, the grain in the wind, and then the wind drives away the chaff from the twe. So in other words, it's a special Zasakosuf Ligabi Zeire, because that's the Melocha of Zeire. But it doesn't apply to other melachos. But the Rabbi Chananel in Kol Kisvei Daf Kuf Chof Amud Beis in the so the Rabbi Chananel applies it to a case where you, let's say, you have a very strong wind, and then you open the door and you have a fire, and as a result of opening the door and allowing the hurricane to come in, so then you arouse a blaze. So then it is oser. So the Rabbi Chananel has the kasha, why should it be oser? It is a grome. After all, it's the wind that does it. So he mentions the Gemore of Shani Shabbos, Lechem Hashabbos Osateira, Zeh Orab Sayayte. So we see that Chananel agrees with the Ebenezer, and the Rosh agrees with the Magen Avraham. So the same machlekes is the machlekes between the two Lishenis and Rashi. The first Lashon in Rashi says that Amamit Cholov Bikevo, you put in rennet in milk, even though it takes place, the separation of the watery part from the solidified part takes place by itself later. So it is gome, but since that's the way people do it, that's the way people curdle milk. So mele, so it's chayev. But Rashi apparently agrees with the sheet of the Rosh that this halacha of Zeire is especially as a kosuk gabi Zeire. It has no application to other halachas. And this is what the Meiri means. This is what the Meiri means. Alright, now. Amei ma'ashor ezilche bimchuzi. Oma, taime mai omer abonon, dil me'ose la'ashvui gumes. Ho chaleke gumes. Tanu kevetz. Robert is voice to the soe, Ashkechel rabine di komistaya mahavli. Ve'amr lei ma'akshishe v'rid rove, Ashkechel ravashe di komistaya mahavli. אמר לי לסובה לומר להודי תניה הורייצה לרבי צס בייסי בשבס מי ויעריבו מיומיים וריח יצפונו בזוויזו יודו בזוויזו חגלו בזוויזו ונמצא בייס מסרפיץ מילוב אמר לי לבד התוי תוני איש יוכח הומו מרבי צס בייסו בשבס So in other words, so yidne disvirle k'rab shimen, so yishore afilu lechatchile. Chalatchile means, I mean, without any tricks, without any aromes, or frechitz bono bizavizu, yero bizavizu. So when did we have to resort to this arome of bono bizavizu, rago bizavizu? I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Shimon, so dovah sheni mischavei is muter. So mele, now Rashi says as follows. Ki Rabbi Shimon di dovah sheni mischavei muter. V'amirabi itzin in mischavei lahat bikof or bigumo. Ul hashvis abayis. Elo shelo yale ovok. So Rashi emphasizes mirabi itzis muter alibi de Rabbi Shimon. The implication being that mechavei itzis osarim malibi de Rabbi Shimon. Is osarim malibi de Rabbi Shimon. Now why? So Rashi l'shitosei. Daf kuf chav dalet. Rashi, Rishitosi, Dachkuf Chav Dalet, on the day just before the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Omar Afchie Barashi, Omar Rav, Mechati Shel Milso, Muter Litaltolon Bishabes, Bishabes, Avol Shel Tamreloi, in other words, if you have a sweeper that consists of silk material, so then you are allowed to use it on Shabbos to wipe off the table with that, because that's not a klishe melach delis. But avol shel tamreloi, but if it is made out of the branches of a palm tree, so that is used in sweeping the floors. What kind of floors? The earth floors, the earth ground. So in other words, so when you sweep those floors, so then you are in effect mashma de kumeis, you level off the ground. So that's a klishe melachta liyiseh. So you're not allowed to be mitalter. Rablezer oimer afshel tamre. May askin. Now the aloch is like this. Mukze is also mitilpo, but klishe melachta liyiseh is not mukze. I mean, people call every klishe melachta liyiseh mukze. I mean, this is one of the mistakes, of the fortunate mistakes. Because it's very fortunate that people equate everything that is melachta liyiseh, that is melachta liyiseh with mukzeh. But al pidin, there is a fundamental distinction between a mukzeh and a klishe melachta liyiseh. Because the fact that something is a kele, so that's a hafkoy of shel mukzeh. So even if it's a klishe melachta liyiseh, let's say a pencil is not mukzeh. A pencil is a kli shemelach lisa. It shouldn't be mentioned to people, because if you mention to people that a pencil is not mukzeh, then they might be involved in a michshel and they might come to write on Shabbos with a pencil too. Because people are very ignorant, and if they hear like this, they know mukzeh is forbidden. But if they hear a pencil is not mukzeh, it's kli shemelach lisa, then you'll find that many of these Jews who found out that a pencil is not mukzeh, they'll write with a pencil. So one has to be careful. I mean, not all the halachas can be mentioned before everybody. But al pidin, a kele is afkoy of mukzeh. So a klishe melach liyiseh is also a sabitilpo. Not mitiras mukzeh, separate halacha, but only mechamo litzeh. But litzeh guf and litzeh became a klishe melach liyiseh is muta. So he says, "B'maskin oni leim l'tzirik buch l'tzirik l'keimei b'olim rav shel tamreloi v'orav kirov esviralei elo mechamo l'tzeil b'olim rav lezer rav shel tamro." But the tamro, so it's a klishe melach liyiseh, so mechamo l'tzeil itzoseh leilo mechamo l'tzeil eim b'chino rav lezer. Anyway, so we see that a sweeper, a broom that is used in sweeping the floors, that is levels off the ground, so that is a klishe melach liyiseh. In other words, you do a melocha. What kind of melocha do you do? Binyan. So Rashi says there, shel tamre kein shalon lechavres habayis, it's a broom, the osea mishum hashvuye gumeis, the meide rav shimen psikrei shevo yomos. So that means that there is a difference between merabeit and mechavet. Mechabit is a psikreisha, Ashmo is gumeis is a psikreisha. Mechabit, when you sprinkle water, sometimes it might level off the ground, but sometimes not. So memele, it's not a psikreisha. So memele, when the Gemara says that alim de rabshimen it's muter, only mechabit is muter alim de rabshimen, but mechabit is also. Now, the other shenim, the other Rishonim that say Tesis also said mentions that Mechabit is Oseh, but not because it's a psikration, but because of Tilkul Mukze. Because when you Mechabit, so you move the offer is Mukze. So you are Mitalteil Mukze. Then the Rishonim will say Hu Achilik. And this, in other words, there are some many Rishonim who say that when the Gemara says we, that it's really Shavshim and Shorav and Mechatchile, so it has reference only to Merabit, but Merabit is also in the Gemara of Shim. There are Rishonim who say that the Gemara has reference even to Merabit, because that's not a psikresh either. Now, the Rishonim who say that when the Gemara says this really Shavshim and Shorav and Mechatchile is limited only to Merabit, not to Merabit, so are divided. Some, like the Bahak, say that Mechabit is Oseh because of Tiltul Mukzeh, but not on the basis of Binyan. And some say, like the Rambam, that Merabit is Muter and Mechabit Mechabit is Oseh. So what will you say? Mechabit is Oseh like Rashi. That Mechabit is Ipsikreishe. So then if Mechabit is Ipsikreishe, So let's see whether the Rambam agrees with Rashi that Mechabit is Ipsikreishi. The Rambam says in Perek Chalef Milcha Shabbos Halacha Beis Kol Amashve Gumeis Halacha Perek Chalef Milcha Shabbos Halacha Gimel Nu Noshim Amisachkes Begezim Mushkeinim Chayitzeben Asuris Lesachkman Bishabbos Shemo Yoveyu Lahashvis Gumeis Viosa Lechabit Es Akarke Shemo Yishva Gumeis אלוהים כינוי רוצת בעבונים, ומותר לזר לפמיים על גבי הקרקע ונחישיש שמייש וגומיש שאלו משרב לכך. So, לזר לפמיים רביץ is מותר, because it's almost in משרב. Why? And even though there is a possibility, יש וגומיש, still it is מותר, because it's almost in משרב is מותר, according to Reb Shimon. So why is מחבית עושה? Because that's a psikration. If it's a psikreishe, it should be chayev, not only osam derabbanon. And then, if it's a psikreishe, why does the Rambam say, we also lechabed as a karka, shemo yashvi gumeis? The Rambam should say, we also lechabed as a karka, shevadai mashvi gumeis. The Rambam says, shemo mashvi gumeis. So it's not a psikreishe. If it's not a psikreishe, so what's the difference between merabit and lechabed? So from the merest lashon it's mashma that but neither one is Ipsikreishe. But in one case, Merabit, so not even most Pomim is the Ashvayis Gumeis as a result of sprinkling water. Sometimes when you sprinkle water on a earthen floor, so then Yam Ashvayis Gumeis. But sometimes not. Mashayim came when you use a broom and you sweep an earthen floor, then most of the time Yam Ashvayis Gumeis. But it's not 100%. So apparently, the Rambam Shiti is that in order to be considered Ipsikreishen in the Raise, to be considered Misram in the Raise, then it must be 100% like Ipsikreishen Loyomus. You cut off the head of its Ipeya, you want to give it to a child to play with it as a toy. So, and you are not Misram to deaden the Ipeya, just to cut off the head of the Ipeya. So that's 100%. That's 100%. That whenever you cut off a head of a Balchai, it must die. Even though years ago the Life magazine had a picture of a hen that was beheaded, and they said that it was alive, but it wasn't considered alive al-Bedin. It was like a reflex action. I mean, the movements that this hen showed after it was beheaded. So it's 100% when you cut off the head of a tzipel, of a Balchai. Masha'im came, that's psikreishim derais. That's considered Misram Raise. Masha'im came, well, it's not 100%. It's 60%. So then, Midraise, it's not considered Misrabein. But Midrabonon, it's considered Misrabein. So Mirabeit is not even most of the time Mashvi Gumeis. Masha'im came Mechabeit, so most of the time it's Mechabeit Gumeis. Now, we have to understand one Gemara. When the Gemara says, so according to Rav Shimon, Mirabeit is Muta. So when Robert Esfisoye found Rabbine de Komistaya Mahavle because there was a lot of dust. Ramal Machishi Parid Rova Ashkel Ravash Komistaya Mahavle, Omeli Sovel Mal Hoditanye, Horetzel Rabbis Adesim Shabbos Mila Rabin Liamai. So obviously, Ravashi didn't rely on Rabshim and Shite. He didn't rely on Rav Shimon Shite. So in other words, because he was chishish for the Shita of Rav Yehuda, Dovah Shemischavni is also. Now, the Shita of Rav Yehuda, Dovah Shemischavni is also. So how will it, this Arome avail him? So what is it? Whom is he deceiving? According to Rav Yehuda. So it's a shvus. According to the Chachomim, Malik Rav Yehuda. So it's a shvus. So how can he resort to Arome? So you'll say no, because he knew that Voyidna Disvir and Krebshim and Ishora Afil Chatchile. Voyidna Disvir and Krebshim and Ishora Afil Chatchile. So he knew of that. If he knew of that, so why did he have to resort to this Aaron? The Miri raises that question. But it's possible to explain this Gemara on the basis of the Gemara in Psochim, in the Sugya of Loyef Shavloiko Mechavi. So the Gemara in Psochim says, Yimorim Sochim says, the second Loshen, and Aloch is like the second Loshen. Ikeda Amre Efshav Loi Mechav Mahane Pluktai Rabbid Rav Shimon. Loi Efshav Loi Kom Mechav Kol Amo Litvigid Nishore. Ki Plige De Loi Efshav Loi Kom Mechav Val Libet Rav Shimon De Ozol Bosa Kavone Kol Amo Litvigid Ose. So, Loyev Shah, so Gemara says in the second Loshen, and we pass it like the second Loshen. Loyev Shah, Veloy Komechavim, Kolal Melipligid Ishan. So Teisva says that it has reference to a case where there is no psikreshia, because where there is a psikreshia, so even Rav Shimon is made a itzosa. So a case of any mischav. But the Gemara says, Loyev Shah, Veloy Komechavim, Kolal Melipligid Ishan. And what's the pshat in Kolal Me? So Teisva again explains that in the second Loshen, Kolal Me doesn't mean Bein Abaye, Bein Rove, but it means Bein Rav Yehuda, Bein Rav Shimon. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the second Loshen, so the Dovah Shem Mischav is also where there is no psikreshe, so it's only if Efshav Loi Komechav. But Loi Efshav Loi Komechav, so then even Rabbi Yehuda is made that it's mutar. Now when I learned Psochim, I explained it on the basis of Misasik, because Rabbi Yehuda rejects the din of Dovah Shem Mischav, but there is Aloche V'Shayech Tobo Prat L'Misasik, that Rabbi Yehuda is made. So Mimele, if it's Efsher, and Efsher and Loi Efsher doesn't mean Loi Efsher, it's Sakonis Mefoshes. If there is any hardship situation, it's considered Loi Efsher. That's what Teisva says. So in other words, if it's Efsher, the Loi Komechavim, if it's Efsher, Loi Komechavim, in other words, let's say, there is grass, and he doesn't have to walk on grass, he has to go to a certain place. He can bypass the grass, he can go, let's say, on the sidewalk, and not to use a shortcut. He won't have to walk on grass, and he walks on grass, so it's Efsher. So then he's not considered a misasik. But suppose the whole street is of grass. I mean, there is no, you couldn't walk any other way. So then even Rabbi Yehuda would be made there that it's mutar, because then it's considered misasik. Then it's considered misasik. So if there is any hardship situation, so it's considered lo yefsha. So then it's considered misasik. So memele, Rabbi Yehuda is made that by lo yefsha, lo yikom mechavim, so dovah shel mischavim is mutar. Only by yefsha kom mechavim. So memele, in this case, so amalei, so he says, ashkechal rabbine dikom mistaya mehavim. So in other words, so he felt very uncomfortable from the heat, from the dust, and he had to sprinkle water, you know, on the floor in order to eliminate, to get rid of the dust, of the dust. So it was, now his purpose, his kavone was not to level off the floor, as we show him. I mean, his kavone was to get rid of the dust. But there is a possibility, if you sprinkle water, so you level off the karke. So, but it's Loyefsha, because there is no other way of relieving himself of the discomfort. So Mimele it's Loyefsha Loikomechav. So actually, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be Muta. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be Muta. So why did he tell him, Loisovalo, Mar Lohoditanya, or Rachel Rabbits, is basically Shabbos, maybe Arivum, the Amayim, where it's one of his of his zoo, Yodam is of his zoo, Agri of his zoo. So that could be explained. even according to Rav Shimon, because the Gemara in Psochim, says they are. Toshma, Tafrovom Beis, Mechik Sus Mechik Gedalkom, who will virtually Ischav and Becham Neacham, which some Neacham. Why? Because the Machine is Chav. The Atsnui Mafshim in Machere and Bimaki. The Ochet, the Kev Shalim with Kitsnuim, the Chloe Mivachavein, Shore, till Yuftelim and the Masan Lishne Kamedi Rovi, Tiuft. Because according to one Loshin, so even Rav Shimon is only Matir in the case of Loi Efsher, but in the case of Efsher, Rav Shimon is not Matir. Now here it's a case of Efsher because he can do as the Tznuim did, to put a stick and then to put the baguette on top of the stick of the cane. So it's Efsher. So, and still Rav Shimon is Matir to put the baguette to wear the baguette. So we see that even in the case of Efsher, Rav Shimon is Matir. But it's mentioned here that that's new mafshim lachareim. The question is why? In other words, Rav Shimon holds the mission is Rav Mizmuter. So why did the tznuim do a mafshim lachareim? So Rashi says that even though it's the mission is Rav, so still the tznuim do a machmir mishum Moses v'sai. Because not that people should say after all. In other words, let's say, true, he knows, Klapishmai is Galye, that he is not mischavim to Binele from that baguette. He only does it in order to evade the tax. But people might accuse him. So in order to avoid losses for saying, they put a cane and then they put a baguette on top of the cane. So that means that there is an union of losses for saying not to do something that is not mischavim, because people might say that he is mischavim. That he is mischavim. So Memele, this is why he told him. The Ashkechele Ravashi become it's Taya Mahavle. So since it's Taya Mahavle, so not only according to Rav Shimon it was Muter, even according to Rav Yehuda it was Muter. Before the Gemara established, Voyid is really Rav Shimon Shoav Lachatchele. So it is Muter, because Rav Yehuda is made there, we pass him by Lo Yefshar Mikom Echavim. And since he was Mitztaya, so it's a hardship situation, so it's Lo Yefshar Mikom Echavim. So he knew that he was not mischaving. He only did it in order to get rid of the dust of the offer, not to level off the ground, the floor. But an union of losses was signed the Oshayach, Tznuin or Machmir, not to do it. Because people might say that he does it bikavone. He does it bikavone. So he said, the only reason is why you refrain from speaking. Even though it's a hardship situation, so it's mutar even according to Rav Yehuda. So the only reason is because Yachay Shish Loses Vasai, you'll be very good at it. You'll wash your hands here, you'll wash your face over here, your feet over here. So no one will be Cheshish you that you are doing it because wanted to level off. Because they see that every time you sprinkled water, it was for a certain purpose. So this kind of arome, when it's mutar mikredine without arome. But because he Rav Ashi was cheshish for loses v'sayim like the tznuim, so maybe if you do it in such a way, there is no loses v'sayim. So maybe that even though the Gemara says we even the sphere of Rav Shimon Shoav Chachile, still there are many rishonim who say that this only applies to meravim sprinkling water, but if one sprinkles water, but sweeping not. Now we are talking about sweeping a floor of earth, an earthen floor. So why? So the Arishim will say, now the reef in Kolakenim, he says that Voyidne Disfir and Krebshim and Shoraf Lachatchile applies even to Kibbut. But the other Rishim will say, no. And the Halachas Deilis also says that it applies even to Kibbut. Because even Kibbut is a Dovash in Mischam, there is no psikreishim. However, the Arishain would say that the Gemara is only Matir Alim the Rav Shimon Ributz. But Kibbut is Osir. But why is it Osir? So Teisa says it's Osir because Meiz is Ofom and Kemei. So it's because of Tiltum Mukt, even though it's Tiltum Natsad. So Teisa holds it's Osir. But other Rishonim say that it's Osir because of the Ashwaes Gumes. Now, who are the Rishonim who say that it's also because of Ashwaes Gumes? So Rashi says, because of Ashwaes Gumes, Dachkuf Chav Dalet. He says it's a psikreish. And the Rambam also says that Kibud is also. But Rashi says it's a psikreish. So the Pshat in Rashi could be, it's Mamash a psikreish. It's also midraise, we could say in Rashi. But in the Rambam, we couldn't say that it's also midraise, because first of all, the Rambam says Oseah, and the Rambam has a klal. Whenever he says Oseah in Hilchei Shabbos, it means also midrabanan. And then the Rambam couldn't mean that it's a psikreish, a mamish, because the Rambam says, Shemo Yashmi Gumis. In other words, it's not a certainty. So the Rambam says, in Perek Chof Aleph, Mihilches, Shabbos, Aloch Gimur, Noshim Amtsachkis Begezim, Ushkeidim, Chayitzben, Asureis, Lisachit Bohem, Bishabbos, Shemu Yoveyu Lahashviz Gumis, Vyoser Lechabed Esakarka, Shemu Yashvi Gumis, Elohim Kino Yorotsu Bavonim. So he says, Shemu Yashvi Gumis. So it's not a psikreishe, so it's Rashi says, Dafkuf Chavdalet is psikreishe. But the Rambam says Shemo Yashvi Gumis. So I mentioned, because the Miri says Es Pshat in the Rambam. He says Ugdile Amchabrim, Matirin Biributz, Ve'eischim Bikibut, Ve'advorim Nirim, Mipnei Shashua as Gumeis, Krivo Bikibut, Ve'in Krivo Biributz. Ve'china Sugi Muchres, Shom will head ye Biributz, Ve'idne the Svirli Krepshim and Mutal Chatril. So, in other words, so the Miri has what he calls Korev Psikreishe. What did we call the Psikreishe? Midraise, it's not considered Psikreishe. Midrabon, it's considered Psikreishe. What is it? Because in order to be Psikreishe Midraise, it must be 100%. Like Psikreishe Yomus, when you chop off the head of a Balchai or a Tzipir, and you're not mischaven to deaden the Tzipir. Just to have the head of the Tzipir as a toy for a child. So we say Psikreishe Yomus, there it's 100%. Mashinkin here, it's called obscuration most of the time, but it's not 100%. So it's not obscuration. But with the Rabbonon, the Shittas Rambam is that even something that is only called obscuration is also most of the time. That's the Shittas Rambam. Now, let's go over the thesis now. Hachilev Mishindosh. Achilev Mishindosh. Kidipir the Kuntres Vasya Praise Kirab Yudin. The Oma Yesh Dish Shalom Yudin Lekak. Now Rashi says that he's Chayev Mishindosh. So the question is, how can he be Chayev Mishindosh? But the Rabbonon of Reb Yudin hold that in Dish Shalom Yudin Lekak, that's the Gabi Tzot Chalozim Bapeitze. And since Chalozim is a fish, so it's a dog, so it's not Giduli Karke, there is no Tisha Midraise. So here too, Behemo, it's not Giduli Karke. So he says, this accords with Rabbi Yudah Shiti is, Gabitot Chalozin also, that is Chayim Shindosh, that it's not necessary that it should be Dafki Giduli Karke. V'chein Nir Lari, Divadek Rabbi Yudah Asye, Do Asr HaChomim Ributz Mishim Shuz, Ul Rav Shimen Shor Likam HaTchile. All right, that's a Raya that the Mora Dishmaitze here is Rabbi Yudah, but one member of Rabbi Yudah has no logical connection with another member of Rabbi Yudah. But since it represents the view of Rabbi Yudah, even though it represents the view of Rabbi Yudah in regard to another question, so mainly it's certainly not unreasonable to say that here too it accords with the view of Rabbi Yudah that Yesh Dishe Shaloi B'Yudah Lekak. Now, so this is the Rishi. that Chelev Behema is only according to Rabbanan of Rebbe Yehuda, so milking a cow is only a Nisar Rabbanan, not the Melachah D'Rais. Not the Melachah D'Rais. Now, there are some Rishonim in the Magen Mishnah mentions who say that when the Chachomim say, Echotzeh v'Echotzeh, Eine Yelo Mishim Shavuos, so too, Echotzeh v'Echotzeh has reference to Echot Shabbos v'Echot Yom Tov, but it has reference to all the melachas, all the items, the whole list. So everything is only midrabbanan. Everything is only midrabbanan. Why? So according to these Rishonim, so they say that the contrary to this braise that says achiliv is chayev does not accord with Rabbi Yehuda, and it accords with rabbanan. So mele it's only shavuos because in this with lekak, in this lekak, but in final analysis, so the Rishita is the same thing. He says that Echotzeh v'Echotzeh in Elishishvu says reference only to Mechabit and Rabbeitz. Chabit Rabbeitz. So, but at the same time, he says that it's in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. That means according to the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yehuda, so Chilev is only Oseh with Rabbonon. So we have a number of Rishenim who say that Chilev is only Oseh with Rabbonon. Those Rishenim who say that Eini Elam Shum Shavuos has reference to all the items mentioned, and the Ri who says that Eini Elam Shum Shavuos has reference only to Mechabit and Merabit, but they say that the whole price accords with the view of Rabbi Yehuda. So that means according to Rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda, and do it on Pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda, so milking a cow is only awesome Rabbanon. But many of the Rishonim say that milking a cow is awesome Rabbanon, even though we don't Pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? So some Rishonim say that the Ramban mentions that behemo, a balchai, is considered gidulei karke. Why is it considered gidulei karke? If every balchai is considered gidulei karke, then chalozin should also involve an iser of tishem midraise. Even according to the rabbonon of Rabbi Yehuda. So the answer is no, not that Balchayim is considered lekarke, only behemo, because behemo gets its sustenance, its mizenes from the karke. So the pshat lekarke means is not something that is mechuba lekarke, that grows, but anything that is sustained by the karke. So it is also lekarke, but the fish is sustained in mai and by mai. It's not by gidulei karke, so mele a chalozin is certainly not gidulei karke. So this is what the